Nudged Audiobooks presents Hattie Brown vs. the Elephant Captors by Claire Harkup. Narrated by Rosie Ackerman. Chapter 1. The second time Hattie Brown got pulled through the fridge, the weather had just got worse. Much, much worse. The wind was the problem. The moment Hattie left the house, it came up behind her and gave her a sharp shove. It made the edges of her coat flap like a bird that was desperate to get away. It snatched up leaves and twigs and sweet wrappers and old newspapers and flung them into her face. And it screamed in her ears, dancing round her everywhere she went. She kept thinking that soon everything would be calmer. But when she looked out of the window, nothing had changed. The wind was still angry. It was morning, and Hattie's mother was up and staring out of the kitchen window at the flocks of things that were flying through the air when they shouldn't be. Paper cups, crisp packets, and plastic bags all sped past the house as if they'd suddenly remembered they needed to be somewhere else. And Hattie's mother's tongue clicked disapprovingly as each one darted by. Hattie glanced at the clock. Her mother needed to get a move on. If she didn't get out of the house soon, she wouldn't make it to her shift at the supermarket on time. And she couldn't afford to be late again. The next time it happened, Mr. Jackson might carry out his threat and send her home for good. It was at times like this that Hattie wished it wasn't just the two of them in the house. If she had a father or a brother or a sister, there would be someone else to help when her mother was feeling down. "Hadn't you better get going, Mum?" Hattie tried not to sound as concerned as she felt, just in case it made her mother even slower.
"I don't know what's got into the weather," her mother said,
without sounding like she was talking to anyone in particular.
"It just hasn't stopped." "Not since I got back from somewhere nowhere," Hattie thought.
That was how she thought about everything now, before and after her visit to somewhere nowhere. And in the short time she'd been back from the strange place that lay beyond the fridge in her kitchen, the wind had been like this. In every TV weather forecast she saw, the presenter looked confused as pictures of uprooted trees and overturned dustbins flashed up on the screen. No one can make sense of it. The wind shouldn't be like this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?